Rasmussen, Voters Blame Biden, Not Trump, for Migration Crisis. By Neil Monroe on May 14, 2021. By a ratio of 5 to 4, Americans blame President Joe Biden for the migration crisis. Despite the White House's desperate effort to shift blame to former President Donald Trump, according to a Rasmussen Report survey. The national numbers, 50% to 41%, have turned bad for Biden largely because swing voting independent voters blame Biden over Trump by 56% to 33%, according to the May 9th to 10th survey of 1,000 likely voters by Rasmussen Reports. But 21% of Democrats also blame Biden, while only 15% of Republicans blame Trump. Interestingly, the poll showed a minimal gap between men and women. That result suggests that Biden's honeymoon among female voters may be dissipating. The poll asked, which point of view comes closest to your own? The nation's current immigration problems are due to the policies of the Trump administration, or the problems are being caused more by the policies President Biden has put in place? The numbers are especially bad for Biden because the Rasmussen question named both Biden and Trump. The naming then encouraged respondents to tailor their answers to their partisan loyalties, as they do when considering how to vote nationally every 2 years. Many other polls use techniques to help people exploit their policy preferences from their partisan loyalties. Those polls tend to show very strong, cross-racial, and bipartisan support for policies that favor Americans over policies that import foreign workers, such as refugees or visa workers. The Rasmussen poll also asked voters, is the current situation with migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border a crisis? 65% of respondents declared it to be a crisis. But that question does not reveal much about partisan divides. The 65% includes Republicans who believe it is a crisis because Biden is accepting too many migrants and Democrats who believe it is a crisis because Biden is not welcoming enough migrants.